is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Delegates of 196 nations meeting in Paris have unanimously endorsed a landmark deal to tackle global warming. The agreement aims to keep the global temperature increases below 2 degrees Celsius and provide $100 billion in climate investment for poorer countries, review progress every 5 years, and cap carbon emissions as soon as possible. The deal concludes years of negotiations and is the most wide-ranging climate agreement since 1997's Kyoto Protocol. Heralding the climate as an historic turning point, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius speaking through a translator.
This agreement will serve major causes. Food security and production, public health, combating poverty, essential rights, and ultimately peace.
In a statement from the White House this evening, President Obama called the agreement the best chance we've had to save the one planet that we've got. Burundi's army says at least 87 people, including 79 of what it called enemies, and 8 soldiers and policemen were killed Friday in the capital, Bujumbura, in what it describes as coordinated attacks on 3 military installations. A military spokesman said 45 other attackers were captured in firefights that extended into this morning. Horrified residents in several neighborhoods say they emerged from hiding early Saturday to find dozens of corpses scattered in the streets. Witnesses say some of the victims had been dragged from their homes by security forces and executed. Others had their hands tied behind their back. Burundi has been plagued with unrest since April, when the president announced he would seek a second term. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power. Maybe not. The United Nations says violence in the country has killed more than 240 people. This is VOA News. Spain's government says an attack in the diplomatic area of the Afghan capital that killed at least six people, including 2 Spanish policemen, is regarded as an attack on Spain. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the car bombing and gunfight that began on Friday and continued into today before security forces killed all of the attackers. At least 4 Afghan policemen died in the attack, which took place near the Spanish embassy in Kabul. Women are voting and running for office for the first time ever in Saudi Arabia. 130,000 registered to vote in a country with more than 1 million women of eligible age. The late King Abdullah ruled 4 years ago that Saudi Arabia's electoral process would be broadened to include women. The current round of balloting is the first implementation of his decision. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
This voter said she does not believe that it's a woman's place to run for office. She feels that men are better suited for a career in politics. Not all Saudi women agreed with that assessment, however. One woman who wanted to run for a council seat but was denied permission to do so told Al Hora television that some women's names were mysteriously removed from official lists of candidates. Human Rights Watch reported it was difficult for women to register to vote, noting that women are not allowed to drive cars in Saudi Arabia. The rights group also said many polling stations were too far from women's houses. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Swiss officials confirmed the arrest of 2 people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. In a statement, Switzerland's attorney general said the 2 people were arrested Friday in Geneva on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. The statement said criminal proceedings have been opened against the pair under a law prohibiting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Authorities have determined a fire that erupted in a California mosque on Friday was intentionally set in a possible hate crime. About a week after a radical Islamic couple went on a shooting rampage across the same U.S. state. Police said a suspect in the incident was identified. They have detained that person shortly after the fire at the Islamic Society of Coachella Valley in Southern California. The blaze went through the building's lobby just before afternoon prayer service. No one was hurt. 2 days of high-level talks between North and South Korea have ended with no breakthroughs, so say South Korean officials, leaving mixed messages about reconciliation efforts the rivals have made since stepping away from a military standoff in August. The meeting of vice ministerial officials in North Korean border town of Kaesong was not expected to produce substantial results, but it was considered a sign that the rivals were still working to keep alive the possibility of reconciliation. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.